I think it's pretty cool that Ash Wednesday is on Valentine's Day. And I was trying to think, I mean, I know it probably happened 7 or 8, 9 years ago, but I just don't remember. But with Ash Wednesday being on Valentine's Day, we have the opportunity to focus on what real love is. Every single person craves to be loved and seeks it. Sometimes, many times, oftentimes, in the wrong places. But we have a built-in yearning for love. And indeed, without love, we die. It's a built-in yearning for love because we have a built-in yearning for God, who is love. There are several contemporary Christian songs that could be called what many people have dubbed the Jesus is my boyfriend songs. That is, you can take out the name of Jesus, insert any other name in there, or merely change the context of the song, and it could be about any human lover and played on a regular radio station. Some of them can even sound a little racy if you try it. And typically, they're not my types of songs. Though Jesus is indeed the lover of our souls and is love, love itself. On the other hand, there are secular songs that are ambiguous enough that they could be directed towards God. You can take them and insert God in there, or even by context, imagine that the recipient, the person that is being talked about or to, is the Lord. And one of these is the 80s song, I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner. A lot of you know it. It's a search, a sincere search, on to know and to experience what love is. Now, it could be directed toward a woman, but it could be directed toward God. Regardless of whatever the author's prior experience of love has been, it has been found to be lacking, and he is hopeful that real love is out there. So listen to the lyrics and imagine that the author is looking for and perhaps talking to God. I gotta take a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines. In this case, I need it when I'm older. Now this mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulders. Through the clouds I see love shine. It keeps me warm as life grows colder. In my life, there's been heartache and pain, and I don't know if I can face it again. Can't stop now, I've traveled so far to change this lonely life. I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. I want to feel what love is. I know you can show me. I'm going to take a little time to look around me. I've got nowhere left to hide. It looks like love has finally found me. In my life, there's been heartache and pain. I don't know if I can face it again. Can't stop now, I've traveled so far to change this lonely life. Let's talk about love. I want to know what love is. That love that you feel inside, I want you to show me, and I'm feeling so much love. I want to feel what love is. You can't hide. I know you can show me. I want to know what love is. Show me love is real. I want to know what love is. Jesus is the answer to this desperate quest for love. 1 John is the epistle in which we learn that God is love, that love and God are synonymous. On the fourth Sunday of Advent, we talked about Jesus being love with skin on. We hear that God is love, but sometimes God seems to do things that we think of as less than loving. And it can be hard to picture God as love, so God came to earth to show us what love is like in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus told his disciples, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down his life for his friends." True love is self-sacrificing. It's not about giving, but giving. It's not about feeling, but it's about action and experience. And this is how our passage begins this evening. Now, most of you have John 3:16. memorized. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. But 1 John 3:16 is as equally memorable. And if you haven't memorized it, you might want to make committing it to memory part of your Lenten discipline this year. By this, we know love, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to also lay down our lives for the brethren, or for our brothers and sisters in Christ. The most profound way that love has ever been expressed is through the sacrificial death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Once for all, he paid for the sins of the world and the consequences of sin. He did it out of love for the Father, who loves the world and who loves his Son, as well as out of love for people. Encountering this love demands a response, which is to believe in Jesus Christ. And knowing this love demands that we love other people in return. And while we might not be called to literally die for another human being, we are called to be self-sacrificing. In our epistle reading, John talks about sharing our material goods with those in need as one example of this type of love. Whatever need we encounter, we are called to do whatever we can to help meet it, even at cost to ourselves. And we'll know that we have responded properly through our consciences, John says. He talks about our hearts condemning us. Now, sometimes it's not our convictions, it's not our consciences, but Satan who tries to get our hearts to condemn us so that to tell us that we don't belong to Jesus, that we should have or could have done more than we did to help someone else. But regardless of whether our guilt is out of true conviction by the Holy Spirit or a lie from the devil, John reminds us that God is greater than our hearts and knows all things. So we can trust God with the truth, and we trust God with our salvation. And the Holy Spirit who lives in us is more powerful than Satan, and that is what love is. Musician John Elefante took Foreigner's song, I Want to Know What Love Is, as indeed a sincere quest. So together with his brother Dino, they wrote another song, an answer to that song, telling this is what love is. It was recorded in the early 90s, and the theology of the song isn't perfect. For example, Scripture never says that Jesus would die for us again, all over again, or that he would die for us if we were the only person. And in fact, the author of Hebrews renounces those who play Christian for crucifying again for themselves the Son of God afresh and putting him to open shame. He says that in chapter 6. So I don't know that Jesus would do that. It's not necessary. He died once for all. But still, the purpose of the song and the overarching theme of it is correct. It points the one who is searching for what is love, what is love, to Jesus. He is what love is. So this is what love is by John and Dino Elefante. Endless days and long hard journeys, mending hearts forever yearning. This is what love is. This is what love is. Healing blind men by his touch, knowing that he cares so much. This is what love is. And teaching us to love each other as we love ourselves and laying down our lives for someone else. And even when we fall, he loves us through it all. His gentle guiding hand keeps understanding. He knows the tears we cry. He knows our hearts may lie. For us, again, he died. That's part of life. That's what love is. Suffering the world's rejection, sacrifice, and resurrection, this is what love is. And in this world we live in, there are no guarantees, but there's one thing I'm sure of. He died for you and me. His love has surely stood the test of time. He came and gave his life so that we would know he is what love is. Now I know what love is. And you can find the song on YouTube. Just Google or YouTube John Elefante, This Is What Love Is, and you can hear it. And it's got that cheesy early 90s sound, but it's got good, decent words. So. And tonight, at the end of our service, we'll end with a much older song about the amazing love of Jesus, the Southern American folk hymn from the early 1800s, What Wondrous Love Is This? It questions in all, what wondrous love is this that would take the full weight of the curse, the consequences of our sin, my sin, and bear it on the cross? The response is to ever sing in grateful praise to God and to the Lamb. And as you enter into the season of Lent, may the ashes remind you what love is. May you use the time to discover more deeply the love of God, not only for you, but for the world. May you grow in your love for others. And remember that love is action, not feeling. Experience. So practice loving others this Lent. Do the works of love, and then the feelings will often follow. And if you aren't sure what the works of love are, the Bible describes them in great detail. So spend some time reading the scripture and finding out what loving others and what loving God looks like according to God. Some things come much more easily for us than others that are clearly learned by practice. But the key of knowing what love is in selflessness and self-sacrifice. May you know what love is. Let us pray. Jesus, we thank you so much for coming to earth to show us what love is. You are what love is. Your sacrifice on the cross for us and your resurrection is the greatest example of love that we can ever know. We thank you, Father, that you sent your Son. And we thank you that you sent the Holy Spirit to live in us, so that we can not only know what love is, but we can do the works of love to which you have called us. May we grow in our love for you and for others during this season and always. For that is your command. Love God and love others. We pray this in the precious and holy name of our Savior. Amen.